USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes new sanctions. To Capitol Hill now, where a group of 9/11 first responders meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in an effort to get long-term 9/11 health funding passed, as so many people sick and dying as a result of all the toxins. The group telling reporters outside the Capitol it was a productive meeting.
This bill will offer that relief to thousands of men and women across our country because they came together on September 11th and the days and weeks after. And now Congress has a chance to take our worst days, our worst weeks, our worst months, and certainly our worst 18 years of pain and suffering, and make it their finest hour.
That's John Feel, founder of the 9/11 group Feel Good Foundation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House named Stephanie Grisham to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders as press secretary. President Trump telling a pool of reporters in the Oval Office,
"She's here. She knows everybody. She actually gets along with the media very well, as you know. A lot of the folks in the media like her very much, and I think she's going to be fantastic. I think she's going to do a great job."
Now, the reason Grisham knows everybody, as the president says there, is that she's been communications director for First Lady Melania Trump.
Over the last couple of years, she's worked for the First Lady, done a fantastic job. First Lady loves her. I think she's been, you know, just incredible. She's very talented. And I asked so many people, who do you like? A lot of people wanted the job. You know, a lot of people wanted to do it. And I'd ask people, who do you like? And so many people said, Stephanie.
Taking a look now at your money, a down day on Wall Street. The Dow losing 179 points to close at 26,548. The Nasdaq down almost 121 points. The S&P 500 down almost 28 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden picking up some new endorsements. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign announcing the new round of endorsements, including from four South Carolina state lawmakers, including two African Americans. Biden also winning endorsements from a half dozen Democratic figures from eastern Iowa, and his campaign's listing new support from five state lawmakers and union officials in the state of Utah, and 11 current and former Democratic officials in Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new play about the Mueller report.
The report, compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, is being translated into a 10-act play that takes 18 actors to perform. That includes Annette Bening, Kevin Kline, John Lithgow, Justin Long, and Alyssa Milano. The performance was live-streamed by LawWorks, an organization dedicated to defending the nonpartisan role of the Department of Justice. The play is being billed on the LawWorks website as a historic live play that's ripped from the pages of the Mueller Report. Other actors include Jason Alexander, Kira Sedgwick, Sigourney Weaver, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Mark Hamill. Viewers can watch the play called The Investigation, A Search for the Truth in 10 Acts on the LawWorks website. The stream is free, although the organization is encouraging those interested to donate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.